This is NPR. Thank you. A big earthquake hit southwest China today. The quake was 7.8 magnitude. Thousands are dead. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Beijing.
The quake hit at around 2:30 local time, and its epicenter was in Wenchuan County, 57 miles northwest of Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan Province. Buildings shook as far south as Bangkok, Thailand, and Hanoi in Vietnam. In Beijing, some office workers poured out of their buildings and into the streets in response to the tremor. Authorities in Shanghai ordered an evacuation of the Jinmao Tower and other high-rise buildings in the city's financial district. There had been concern that the weight of the massive reservoir created by the Three Gorges Dam in an adjacent province could trigger earthquakes. There have been no reports so far to bear that out.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Beijing. When the quake hit, NPR's Melissa Block was working on special coverage in Chengdu. That's about 60 miles from the epicenter, and she felt it.
We started hearing a deep rumble and the rattling of glass in the windows, and the people we were with got an alarmed look on their face, ran out into the street. We followed them, and everyone from the buildings around quickly poured out.
NPR's Melissa Block in Chengdu. The government in South Korea has killed all poultry in Seoul following a bird flu outbreak. That's about 15,000 birds. They need it to get tough after the second outbreak in just a week. The virus is still hard for people to catch, but scientists worry it could mutate, making it easier for people to spread. Wildfires are heating up central Florida. Roads are closed, and residents are on the run. The inferno is in Brevard and Volusia counties. Part of Interstate 95 is closed, and the fires have forced hundreds to evacuate.
Speed, what are you doing?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Speed Racer lost the race, got lapped, broke down. You can use whatever auto racing cliche you like to say Speed Racer had a rough opening weekend. It finished second with $20.2 million at the box office. Iron Man beat it with $50.5 million. Speed Racer cost $120 million to make, so it stands to lose a bundle. What Happens in Vegas, a Cameron Diaz, Ashton Kutcher romantic comedy, made $20 million. That's your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.